Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is the Old Testament lesson of the day, found in Daniel chapter 6. Now when Daniel learned that the document had been signed, he went to his house. It had windows on its upper story that opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times each day he would get on his knees and pray and offer praise before his God. He continued to do that, just as he had been doing before this. Then these men came as a group and found Daniel praying and seeking favor from his God. Then they went and asked the king about the decree. "Your Majesty, did you not sign a decree that anyone who prays to any other god or person for 30 days except to you, Your Majesty, would be thrown into the den of lions?" The king answered, "Indeed I did. The order is established as a law of the Medes and the Persians that cannot be revoked." Then the king gave the order, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the pit. The king sealed it with his signet ring and the signet rings of his nobles, so that nothing could be changed with regard to Daniel's situation. Then the king went to his palace. He spent the night without food, and no entertainment was brought before him, but he could not sleep. At dawn, the king arose as soon as it was light and hurried to the lion's den. As he came near the pit, he cried out in a fearful voice. The king said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God whom you serve continually able to rescue you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke with the king, "Your Majesty, may you live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lions. They have not hurt me because he found me innocent in his presence. Also before you, Your Majesty, I have committed no crime." Then the king was very glad and said that Daniel should be brought up from the pit. So Daniel was brought up from the pit, and he was unharmed because he trusted in his God. The king gave the order, and those men who maliciously accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the lion's den, they, their children, and their wives. They had not reached the bottom of the pit when the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. This is our text. Your people of God, today is the day we celebrate the Lutheran Reformation. Today is the day we thank the Lord for sending Martin Luther to reform the church back in 1517. Today is the day we thank the Lord for justification, the biblical teaching that we are saved by faith alone, not by works. Jesus Christ, God's own Son, took up all of our sins and failures, and he paid their price in full while he hung upon that terrible cross. But then on the third day, he rose again from the dead, winning our justification. The Heavenly Father has now declared us not guilty of our sin because of what Jesus has done. We are completely forgiven, and heaven is won for us. Not at all because of our efforts, but all and only because of the work of Jesus Christ, God's own Son. On Reformation Day, we are also reminded of the war that the devil has declared against the truth of this gospel and against all who believe it and all who proclaim it. We see that every day in our own lives, but maybe most clearly in the world around us that calls good evil and evil good. We see it in history, how Luther was pursued like a wild boar by both the politicians and the religious leaders of his day who wanted to silence the gospel because this new gospel threatened their positions of power, but mainly threatened their ability to squeeze money out of God-fearing people who had their arms twisted in the church of God. We see it in the many Bible stories where the devil moved wicked men to silence and to kill those who held up the cross of Christ as the only way to salvation. And therefore we see it here in this Old Testament story of Daniel. Daniel was nothing but a loyal servant to whatever government or king was in power that week. The Lord had given Daniel amazing gifts so that even the heathen kings had to admit that he was the most gifted and talented man in the land. Daniel's God-given gifts then also made him the most hated man around. Other less gifted officials were jealous of him and his abilities and his position. But what it comes down to is that same old hatred for the gospel. God's people have a peace. We live without fear of God. We live without fear of what is to come. And the world hates that. The world would rather that we be fearful with them. They would rather that we be jealous of them and their wealth and their freedom. We are not. For we Christians are fully content with being God's people and having a room prepared for us in His heavenly mansions. Let the world have all of this stuff. Let them have the respect and the awe of TV reporters and politicians. We have the love of Christ, our eternal Savior, which is better by far. The problem is that the devil has this hatred for the gospel, and he is willing to do anything, anything to wreck the proclamation of this gospel and the church of God. And not only is the devil willing to do anything to wreck this gospel, he carries it out. I need to stop being surprised at the depths to which the devil will go to ruin the church. He has more and greater weapons than guns or even pens. For the devil can attack us in our lives, in our consciences, in our friends, through each other, as he did through Peter to get to Jesus. If the devil can get us to doubt or to despair or just to take our eyes off of Christ and make us think that we have to do this stuff for ourselves, achieve goodness, or even gain heaven, then he has won the day and he has ruined our faith. Stories like Daniel urge us to keep our eyes on the Savior. Even when things seem to be crumbling down around us, he is worth saving. He has saved us, and he will save us. Daniel's position was hopeless and helpless. He was, I want to say, falsely accused, but it wasn't false. He did what they accused him of. Daniel did worship the true God while everyone was supposed to be worshiping the king, a mere man. Daniel stood on the truth of the word of God. He put his faith into action and he got into trouble. That is the way of things. Daniel's supposed friend, the king, who makes the rules, suddenly lost all power to help his best advisor. Oh no, the king felt bad. He had to go a whole night without entertainment being brought to him. And yes, that is as shallow as it seems. Here Daniel was facing being torn to shreds by hungry lions, and the king had to go one night without his nightly TikTok session. Everything went against Daniel. There was nothing he could do to save himself. And that's exactly how the Lord wants it. For then, when the Lord comes riding to the rescue, who gets the praise? Only him. The Lord doesn't want anybody confused. He is God. He is the Lord. He is the only Savior. He is the Savior of Daniel. He is the Savior of you. He is the Savior of my sinful soul. Did you notice? Even the king had an inkling. Maybe the Lord is God. Maybe Daniel's Lord is the Almighty who can rescue his servants. Why else would the king run out to the lion's den so early in the morning? See, all these godless people around us, They have a terrible feeling in their stomach, wondering if maybe the Lutherans are right. Maybe the Lord is serious about his word. Maybe the Lord really is a jealous God who does want all praise and glory and worship. We'll find out soon enough. The story of Daniel is the story of God's people living in this wicked world. We are surrounded by dogs and the rantings of wicked men. But God is on our side. It takes faith. We must trust that he is near. But a simple reading of his word, along with honest, open, and believing eyes, show us that our God is good to his people. He has provided us with salvation through Jesus' blood and righteousness. But then he did not just leave us alone in the world to fend for ourselves. He is with us. He protects us. He blesses us beyond count. And he will bless our work and the proclamation of his word and the furtherance of his kingdom, all according to his good and gracious will. So you keep going. Do not give up. Do not give in to the world. Live your faith. Let it be known who you worship and why. Do whatever tasks he lays in front of you to do with joy and thanksgiving. Even the cruddy ones, especially the cruddy ones. The Lord has given you these things to do as a blessing to you. First of all, keeps you humble. Your problems in life, the tasks you have to do, remind you that you are not God, but that you need his help and his strength and his forgiveness the whole way. And then also, they show you him. They make you say, you know what? The Lord was with me. He did help me, and he did save me, as promised. Now, the great prophet Daniel did not need to learn these lessons. He knew them, and he lived them. We need to learn these lessons, and we need to review them often and work on practicing them in our lives. You are God's people, servants of the living God. Act accordingly. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.